Hey, Pat, who do you got in studio right now?
I'll tell you one thing, Richard Grieco, who still looks as good as he's ever looked. He's my heterosexuality is quite well documented.
Yes, it
well,
is.
It is.
Yes,
but,
yes.
Quite well.
Yeah.
But good-looking guy, great guy, knows a lot about football. You played football, right, Richard?
Yeah, I played played in college, yeah. Played
Which college?
I played at Central Connecticut.
And what did you play?
Played linebacker and fullback.
You don't look like a linebacker.
Well, I used to weigh 225 back then.
What happened
to you? I seem to remember this about you, Richard.
21 Jump Street. Remember him on there?
Absolutely. I remember this story,
seminal
Richard,
show.
Because, you know, we remember you, obviously, when we first really learned about you on 21 Jump Street. But you were a big guy before you sort of slimmed down because you were a model before you actually got into this thing. But really, so you played at 225.
Yeah, I was at 225, actually, my senior in high school. I was 198, which was bigger than all our linemen.
So Grieco has some breaking news because he's had, did you have
it? Well, back then they didn't call it a high ankle sprain. They just called it a slight fracture in the lower leg.
Right.
And basically a high ankle sprain is the non-weight-bearing bone.
And so, I know you said Gronkowski wouldn't play the minute you heard about the injury, right?
The minute I saw the injury, because it's reminiscent of Roethlisberger's injury when he had it in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he was out, I mean, he played, but he still couldn't move. So Gronkowski, I mean, if you look at that, I mean, still, I mean, everything is predicated on Gronkowski and Hernandez. And now, if he can't dink and dunk to them, because you're losing 18 touchdowns and 1,600 yards.
Yeah, Richard, you know, we were talking about a couple of years ago, Dwight Freeney had the similar injury before the Colts-Saints game. They shot him up. He was able to play a half.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Now, you can only have one. You can only have one of those shots, right?
That's it. Once you get one shot, that's it. But, Richard, I mean, could they do that with Gronkowski, at least try to get a half out of the guy?
Well, you can get a half out of the guy, but here's Belichick. You know, the guy is a brilliant coach, but he's ultimate in deception. And I wonder yesterday if he told Rob, he said, "Look, can you walk out there on media day? Can you walk out there on media day without that boot, just to kind of throw a little wrench in things that you're okay?"
Yeah, that's
and Rob
a good
probably
point.
Goes. Rob probably goes, "Yeah, I can walk." But if you saw him walk, it's not like he was doing a pivot and cutting towards the media booth.
Right.
He was just walking out straight. So the thing that's going to hurt him the most is the blocking and around the end. And also if he has to go out and make a cut, because once you're blocking stuff like that, you got all those legs and stuff like that around you. I mean, he's going to have a hard time doing that. So reminiscent of the Roethlisberger injury, I mean, Roethlisberger was just moving around the pocket, but he was moving around there like with one leg.
And there's nothing you can do but that high ankle injury. You can't wrap it really because it's so high, so to speak.
No,
and you can shoot it up. So, Richard, what's your favorite Super Bowl through the years?
I think the one was Dallas versus Buffalo. I think it was 1995 when Dallas beat Buffalo 52-17.
The Rose Bowl, yeah.
Rose Bowl. I was there on the sidelines and stuff. It was a great time. And I think Dallas was favored by 14.5 or 13.5.
Did you ever watch the 86 Bears?
Oh, God.
No, 85.
85
Bears.
Bears.
No, it's always 86.
It's a joke here because Hartman calls them the 80.
It was the 86 Super Bowl,
yeah,
the 85 Bears.
It was a joke because Hartman thinks it's the 86 Bears because they played the Super Bowl.
I said it was the 86 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He does that.
Vic! Richard, you got so many projects working, but what really arouses my curiosity is your new rock and roll band. What is that about?
Well, honestly, I've done that for a long time. I mean, I first made it public in Europe and never made it public here. Then I finally released it on iTunes about 8 months ago and done really well and working on my next album and hopefully have that out in the next 6-7 months. And
you need a lead singer because Vic is quite the quite the shouter.
Really?
I know Richard's got a band, and I know he's been playing in a band. And it's so funny, Richard. So many actors and actresses like to form their own bands, their side projects. It just shows you how multi-skilled. You know, we look at an actor or an actress, and we like to pigeonhole them, but they really have so many different talents.
Well, the thing that I've been doing the past 2.5 years, I've been painting. I mean, I've painted for 25 years, but that's what I've been concentrating on a lot this past 2.5 years.
That's what and Vic makes a good point. Like Tony Bennett.
Right.
He's going to be known for his painting at some point because, his art's great, you know?
Yeah.
And David, I think everybody paints eventually. Why?
Well, Ron Wood from the Stones.
Yeah, I mean, I paint basically from the subtext of the subconscious. It's not a literal thing. So it's metaphorically, and yet it's done with an unbridled emotion. It's like capturing lightning in a bottle. And I paint on the ground, and it's a pretty interesting
process, yeah.
You know, Richard, I just...